This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After talk for weeks of a possible government shutdown, Congress has a new $1 trillion spending bill in hand this morning. It keeps the government going through the end of the current budget year, September 30th. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is here with details. Marielle, what's the theme?
The bill is, in a word, bipartisan. Both sides get something out of it. For the Republicans, there's an additional $15 billion in defense spending and $1.5 billion set aside for border security. Notably, that money has to go toward new technology or repairs on existing infrastructure, like fencing. The bill doesn't put any money toward President Trump's proposed border wall. And then for the Democrats, there's $2 billion in new spending for the National Institutes of Health. The bill also avoids cuts to Planned Parenthood. That's been a point of contention. There's even something for New York City to be happy about here. Nearly $70 million in reimbursements to local law enforcement agencies that have protected the president. That wouldn't just be the NYPD. It would also include police departments in Florida, for instance, where Trump spends a lot of time.
Yeah, now it sounds like this, diverges sharply from President Trump's budget proposal and his priorities.
Yeah, Trump doesn't get a lot of the things he wanted. For a while, he was demanding a down payment on the border wall. He also wanted to block new grant funding from sanctuary cities. Those things aren't in here. And some of the cuts he proposed, like to the NIH, didn't make it into this bill either. But this is only a temporary funding bill. It goes until the end of the fiscal year. So the president will have another chance to negotiate come September.
What happens now?
Congress has to vote on the bill by the end of this week to avoid a government shutdown, and then the president decides whether to sign it.